Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show. We're talking about the all-pro defensive end, the we call him Sultan, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the iconic actor from Hunter, Land's End, Agent X, you name it, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You should never go against my veteran eye when it comes to Super Bowls.
You picked it. We picked it, but we didn't get the points. We went too high on the points.
No, that's all right. The points are the points, you know. But the way I looked at it was, yes, and the way it came out was,
you looked at it, Vera.
You know what was interesting? I ran into a friend of mine who was a great all-pro, and he says to me, he says, "So what do you make of the turnout?" And I said, "Well, you know, we talked about this,
yeah,
and that is, the matchup." The key matchup of importance was at the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. Kansas City came out a week early, 2 weeks early, and said, our tackles, we don't have our starting tackles, and we've got a guard that usually flips around in there that may not be available, but he's hurt. We're beat up at the line of scrimmage. And this is exactly the number one thing that Todd Bowles, defensive coordinator for the Bucs, predicated his defensive strategy on, and that was to beat Kansas City to death at the line of scrimmage and force them to run, took away their deep stuff and forced them to run the ball and maybe throw it under a little bit. And they couldn't do it because there was too much pressure in the pocket on Mahomes. It's that simple. It's just as simple as it was when the Patriots beat the Rams a couple years ago in the Super Bowl.
There you have it. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, too, because we have Fred Dreyer in the house. Are you chilled, by the way? It looks like you're dressed up a little bit. Nice jacket there that you got on, but it's like, you know.
This?
Yeah. This looks kind of nice.
I may offer these online.
Are you?
I may offer them.
Just say Fred Dreyer on them.
You know what?
Tell us when we come
you
back.
You know how many people would love to have this show?
Oh, they would. They're going to be in the chat room telling us about it in just a minute. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
That is correct. That's Joey Heatherton's brother, Dick Heatherton, doing the Columbo's commercial
right. That
you all just heard. And you're amazed by that because you and I both watched Joey Heatherton in the golden age of television.
I knew a friend of mine was married to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And now you're going to get to meet Dick Heatherton, who himself, he was in television. He was a kid show host and did some acting on the East Coast of New York and now does outstanding voiceover.
I understand the mother of the family was very in tune to being a stage mother.
Oh yeah, well there you go. Probably got those kids in line. I'll tell you.
Well, I don't know.
So anyway, so I remember we handicapped the Super Bowl. This is true, everybody. We handicapped, and Fred Dreyer said, you know, because everybody was saying Kansas City. I said Kansas City for a while, but even though I wanted Tom Brady to win because I'm a big Tom Brady fan. But Fred said, no, hold on a second. There's some injuries we hear on Kansas City, and I'm a big Andy Reid guy. By the way, Andy Reid went to Glendale College when we broadcast from Hollywood. That's not too far from us. So
he's a dynaminer.
Yeah. I said, I'm going for the Bucks, and look at how smart I was because I followed your lead, and you said it was at the line of scrimmage. So 31-9, the Lombardi Trophy gets given away there at Raymond James Stadium. And here's the deal. Tampa Bay wins its 14th franchise. They're the 14th franchise to win multiple Super Bowls, and they joined the Baltimore Ravens. Also, 2-0 is the only team with multiple victories and no losses. That's going to make J.D., Jeremy Dayton, very happy. He's a huge Ravens fan, and now you got Tampa Bay tied with the Baltimore Ravens as undefeated in the Super Bowl.
Yes, that doesn't really mean that much to me.
I know, but it's kind of fun to talk about.
It does to Jeremy.
Yeah, really cares about that.
Yes.
So, and seven championships in the Super Bowl for Tom Brady. And Brady also now joining Peyton Manning as the only two quarterbacks to start Super Bowl wins for two different teams.
Don't you just love, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, don't you just love the narrative that the liberal sports press created on Tom Brady when he was in his infancy with Belichick at the Patriots? What I mean by that is they picked him out not to like. And he has been riding that bump for a long time.
They picked him out the media. That's exactly correct.
If people are paying attention, the liberal press picked him out to pick on him, especially the liberal sports press here in Los Angeles, except for yours truly, Mike Horn and Fred Dreyer. But it is clear that the press doesn't like him. So much of the sports press and the sports talk show hosts here in L.A. Are out about not liking Tom Brady, and they think he's stuck up. They think he's
because he doesn't arrogant. Shake hands with the winner at the end of a
and,
game.
And he does things his own way,
yeah.
and just because of that, he's a prima donna. He's married to a beautiful woman, and he's got great kids.
Works for me.
And he's the quarterback of a team whose head coach and owner are not in favor with most people.
Yeah, so this is the deal. And, you know, I don't care whether he shakes hands or not.
No, I don't either. I'm just mentioning it.
Yeah, I'm
with
you.
That here he is now. I'm looking to see will that narrative change and adjust fairly according to the merits of Tom Brady. I mean, for him to leave that organization under the pressure cooker that it was, and to have people now say, well, this was Belichick's team, you get rid of Tom Brady, now he's going to go somewhere. Where do you think he's going to go? Who wants a 45-year-old guy? And here he is. He shows up down there on his own dime. He shows up. He contacts people. He tries to get the best people on the team, has an in-and-out relationship with Arians, and they kind of bang out a working relationship. And here he is. He wins his seventh Super
Unbelievable.
Bowl. Seventh Super Bowl. And there are no doubt people out there, detractors, just like I heard when the game was over. You know, people hear sad sacks here in L.A., you know, giving Tom a bad time. And when all he has done is worked hard and created a great work ethic for all people, especially young people to see.
So the Bucs, Tampa Bay, the fifth team in league history to win three postseason games on their way to the Super Bowl. They're the fourth to do so. And by the way, it was the team's eighth straight win because they had won games in the regular season, four games, and then in the postseason. That's a pretty good franchise, I'll tell you that. Now, they had this boat parade that they celebrated in Tampa Bay. And what a brilliant idea. COVID-19, put the guys on the boat. Everybody else had a mask up. And if you were there with Dr. Fauci, he had to wear 14 masks, I think. Is Dr. Fauci up to 14 masks now to put on at one time?
Was there anybody attempted to strangle Dr. Fauci?
I don't know about that. All I know is just 14 masks is the limit. But the parade got started around 1 o'clock. It was in the Hillsborough River, and thousands of fans came out. And then here's the deal.
Yeah, great.
You talk about sad sacks. So the mayor, Mayor Jane Castor, I think she's a Democrat. She emphasized people attending wear masks. So that's okay. And then the governor is Republican Ron DeSantis, and he lashes out at the news media. If exactly what you're talking about with Brady, he suggested there's bias in coverage of the pandemic, particularly the Super Bowl in Tampa. Quoting the governor, Ron DeSantis, he says to the media, "You don't care as much when it's peaceful protest." He said, "You don't care as much if you're celebrating a Biden election." Remember Joe Biden had his mask off and he was going around shouting out and everything and spewing stuff out. He says, "You only care if it's people you don't like and then they want masks on." But when Biden didn't have his mask on, nobody said boo, you know? And so it's really tough, I'm telling you.
Well, it's clear for all to see. It depends on who wants to open up their eyes and take a peek at it.
By the way, I saw a news story that came through the internet, and you can believe it for what it is. It says there are two types of Biden supporters, billionaires and idiots. And to find out which category you're in, check your bank account. Okay, we'll move along here on the show. The TV ratings were out for Super Bowl.
Wait, you've been selling that joke now for about a week.
I get a joke, I'll use it till it's
I kill it. There was such silence.
Wait till I tell you about my Valentine's Day
no, don't, please
event
don't.
That
no,
I had.
No, I saw that, but don't.
Okay,
do
so CBS It's the lowest ratings for the Super Bowl. Every year they keep going down.
It's
so
50,
much.
Was it 15 years?
Yeah, it's like the lowest since 2007. It's still the highest rated TV show. It always is for the year. But it's just low in the ratings. And so they say it averaged 96.4 million viewers across all these platforms, CBS, the network, ESPN, Deportes, the streaming, CBS Sports, NFL, Verizon Digital, all this. And so the TV audience for CBS is about 90.7 million viewers. It was off 9% versus last year's Super Bowl 54 broadcast. Now, here's the thing. They had that big Equalizer show with Queen Latifah.
Oh, boy.
Listen to this one. That show drew 20.4 million viewers. The most
I couldn't get my my recorder on fast enough.
The most for I was recording it, but it went long.
You were the one, huh?
Yeah, and I watched it. It wasn't that good. I'll watch two or three more and see
really?
If I like it. But it had 20.4 million views. It always takes me a while to get into it, so I'll record it a few more times. And so it was the highest rating for of any non-sports broadcast since the Oscars had 23.7 million. So that's pretty good. A lot of people watched it.
Brutal.
And then the Late Show with Stephen Convict was on at late at night, and that brought in 4.8 million views. So it was a good night for CBS. Now, we talk about these ratings, but you, when you were on Hunter, didn't you have like 31 shares? They're talking about a big rating here is a 5.4 rating or something.
Yeah, 5.1. They would burn down the production office.
If you got a 5.1.
If you made anything that only generated a 5.1.
Robert Conrad used to tell us about that. You guys had like 31 shares
or
35 shares.
We owned Saturday Night.
Yeah.
Until the genius Jeff Zucker. Sound familiar?
That same guy that's retiring
from
CBS,
little CNN. Dwarf, same little dwarf. They came in
and
he and Warren Littlefield destroyed the show.
Wow. Sorry to hear that. All right, when we come back, we'll get to some of your comments and a whole lot more, so stay with us here. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We'll be back on CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt.
Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, along with the one and only star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're coming to you on Sirius XM. We're coming to you on Sports Byline, on CRN Talk Radio. I'm telling you, you got channels.
Multi-platform. Can I say that?
Multi-platform. Sirius Channel 217, XM 203, and if you got online, Channel 967. The great Sports Byline radio affiliates, CRN affiliates, everybody there. We circle back and check these all the time here. We are the Circle Back show here on sports
that's,
for you.
I'm glad you coined that.
I did. Something yeah. I came up you, with. You when I was watching a show.
Your own you are your own president and your own press that's secretary. It.
Now let's get into some of this. We also are on Facebook Live. I mean, we're on everywhere. We're on Roku. We're on Facebook Live. We're on Twitch, Twitter. I think they still kept us up on Twitter. I don't know. Maybe after my last joke. I don't know. Shannon Denise says, saying, be sure and tell the prank joke on Stephanie Kramer. Remember we were going to talk about that, that you guys pranked her?
About moving her house.
Yes, exactly. Let's talk about that one. A good one to start off there. Shannon is saying, hi, friend. She says, you look great.
Hi, Shannon. Thank you. How much time do we have? Because this is it's
a
little
involved. You've got a full segment. Go right
ahead. Here's the deal. Yeah. One day I'm home in my plush home, and I'm getting a phone call from Dick Clark. Everybody remembers Dick Clark.
Dick Clark Productions.
American Bandstand.
Oh, yeah.
From when I was a kid. Dick calls me and says, I want you to do me a favor. We're pulling a joke on Stephanie Kramer, your co-partner with Hunter. I said, yeah, what are you going to do? You going to push her down on the ground and give her a pink belly? Anyway, he didn't think that was funny. I did, but he says, I want you to do this favor for me. And I said, okay, what is it? And he says, we're going to take her out for lunch. And while she's at lunch, we're going to move our trucks, huge trucks, diesel trucks, right, into her property.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have cranes erected, and we're going to drop these cranes down over her house with gigantic nylon straps around the roof of her house. So when she drives up, she's going to see these two trucks about to lift her house off its foundation. And I said, well, what do you expect to have happen here?
Yeah.
And he says, well, I expect this to really be really funny. And are you kidding? You're going to actually, nobody in their right mind would believe that you'd are going to move her house off the foundation as a joke. So they took her out, got her smashed. She comes back. Now, I had my daughter, Kate, who was 3 at the time.
Yeah.
And so she's listening to this conversation with Dick Clark on the phone.
Right.
So she says, what are we doing now, Dad? She says, well, I said, we got to get in the car. We got to drive over to Stephanie's, and we got to pretend that we're aghast at what Dick Clark's going to do.
She's 3 years old and she's already in on this.
Well,
date.
She's already.
She's
gets
sharp.
It. She gets
sharp.
It. Yeah. So we show up. Everybody says, hey, how you doing? You may want to wear a hard hat if you want. I said, no, I'm not going to wear a hard hat. And Kate, you want a hard hat? No. All right. So I said, why don't you take Kate? You know, Stephanie's supposed to drive up here with her publicist. Her publicist is in on it. And come on, and she's going to drive up, and then we're going to roll the cameras. They're hidden. There's one over there. There's one there, and there's one there. And he says, and so you're here because we have set up a fake photo shoot around the pool, and Stephanie thinks this is wonderful. So we've taken her out to have pound out some drinks in her, and so when we come back, she'll be all numbed out and she'll go along with anything. So. So sure enough, here comes the car, and someone says through the walkie-talkie, Stephanie Kramer is driving up. Stephanie Kramer is driving up. So sure enough, the car drives up. She gets out of the car. She comes up the winding driveway, and she says, she blurts out, what in the hell is going on? What is happening? And I said, hey, Stephanie, what are you doing here? I said, I just showed up so we could take some photographs, and these people now are telling me that you got a big problem with the city. What's going on? And she said, what are you talking about? So she's real serious now. And I said, they told me, this guy over here with the hard hat on, they told me that the neighbor above you, right there, you could see his house right above you, has finally called the police saying you've refused to obey the real estate property line. And so therefore, if you don't do it, we're going to call in the engineers, and we're going to take care of it. Your house is encroaching on our property rights. And so she says, so what does this mean? And I says, well, it means that your house, when these guys get done, will be in the swimming pool. That's what that means. And she says, that's not possible. That's not going to happen. I said, yes, it is. And so the engineer comes over with a big clipboard. You know, he's faking being important. And he's writing stuff down. And finally, she says, what's going on? Now, she's now starting very quickly to soften up and take a different stance, one of acceptance. And I'm saying to her, don't you understand what I just told you? Your house is going to be moved from its present demarcation of property line. It's going to be moved 3 feet south into the pool. So you want to make adjustments to that. And so she turns to the producer and says, before you move the house, do I have time to get some things out of the house? I says, yeah, like your refrigerator and your furniture. So she goes into the house as if she's starting to
pack up,
decide what I'm going to take out of the house. I'm outside talking to the producer. I said, you know, I really don't believe this. My daughter comes running out of the production truck. They had her in there so she could stay out of the way and not give it away.
Right.
And so she comes running out, and she says, I don't believe she's going for it. She's three.
Yeah. She says she doesn't think
she's... I don't believe she's going for this. And I said, well, watch this. So she comes out, and I said, okay. I said, if there's going to be, you know, any dust or any noise, you should probably go locate, you know, your neighbors and tell them, you know, what's going on here, because this is creating quite a stir in the neighborhood, Stephanie. So sure enough, they start the trucks up and everything, and she has now resigned herself
that the house
is now going to be in the swimming pool. So and that's, you know, to me, that's the ultimate.
That's it.
So the joke, you know, it goes as far as it can go, and then they stop, and then, you know, Dick Clark comes out. You know, and she says, well, what's going on? I says, well, while you were out pounding down martinis, these guys pulled a big joke on you. This is not a joke.
And she must have been ticked.
I said, how? She was kind of like, well, what? Because, yeah, this is on TV. This is on Dick Clark's television show, his syndicated show. It's going to go around the world to 8 billion people. And tonight, when they air this thing, you know, next week, they're going to air it, and you're not going to look too good. You're not going to look at, shall I say, the S word, smart. You're not going to look, you know, you're going to have to explain how you could actually accept the fact they're going to move your house 3 feet south into the swimming pool. So that's what it was.
She was a good sport. When you thought, that's pretty good.
She was a good sport.
Unbelievable.
When you explained it, when I said, what this means is your house will be now 3 feet this way.
Into
that means it'll be in the swimming pool.
Good story. There you have it, Shannon.
She went, okay, I guess okay.
See, what a nice person. Wow. Kathy says, good afternoon from Wandale. Bruce is saying it's hump day. He loves this. So Pamela is saying, hi, Fred and Mike from Georgia. It's 65 degrees and warm today. And Chris Cortez said, good evening from New York City. Shannon also saying, hi, Mike. Hello, Shannon. James is saying, hi, Fred and Mike from Arizona. Hope you guys are doing well. I am. You're doing good, right?
Yeah, so far.
Chris says, if you are offering, I would like the Marymount sweatshirt. Oh, he wants the, Chris wants your Marymount.
Oh, the Marymount.
The blue sweatshirt is good.
Well, you know, that was a Marymount college sweatshirt that's in here. That's in Palos Verdes, California, here in L.A.
Neighbor Paul, who used to work with us here at CRN, he's now retired in the Palm Springs area. He says, the jacket you're wearing reminds him of the one the Fonz wore on Happy Days.
No, that was a leather jacket. This is a nylon jacket.
Well, neighbor Paul, here's the problem.
The only likeness is the fact that the colors are the same.
I'm worried about this because neighbor Paul bought a home in Palm Springs and now has sold it. And apparently he has moved to Sun City in Palm Springs, a retirement community.
Which is not that far away.
Has a golf cart and just kind of rides to get groceries and stuff.
Does he actually come off of the, you know, it's a golf course residence. It's a golf course residence. But does he get a drive into town on his golf cart?
I believe he does. I think he's got it fully equipped with the.
You've really accepted retirement.
He really has. And he's not that great of a golfer. His golf bag is one of those old leather ones with the big wheels about this big, and he pulls it out there, and it's got, you know, his Sam Snead originals in there.
It's got like two fluorescent orange golf balls. That's all.
That's how he finds them, yeah, because of the vision problem. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with more. Get your comments there. We're on Facebook Live. Don't forget to email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Andersen, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Andersen certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If you're ready for an oil change, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate and double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
We've got Rick here again. Will the second time be the charm?
I don't know, Bob. He's got a lot of love for the game, but he's not the player he once was.
He's got passion in his eyes. He passes the beer. Looks like he's making a play for the candy aisle.
I've never seen this in my 35 years.
He's going right for the heart-shaped box. He picks up the chocolate and heads straight to the checkout.
Unbelievable. Rick comes through with a last-minute Valentine's Day victory.
This Sunday, don't forget to make happy on Valentine's Day with a heart-shaped box of Russell Stover chocolate.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, sultan of safeties.
Yep.
Two in one game in the same quarter.
Two, is that many?
Yeah, two. You had two in the same quarter. That's amazing. And, of course, the iconic actor, and you can watch him, thanks to Mike Gary on our staff. He has discovered, you know, we know that Hunter's on Tubi and all these. It's on the Peacock service. And here's the deal. You get the Peacock service, you think, well, these guys are going to charge me money. No, no, no. According to Mike Gary, you download it. You can get on there for free and watch a lot of free stuff, including the Hunter episode. So I watched, as you good listeners have done, the opening first episode, the pilot, a two-hour show. I'm thinking
that was with my good friend Brian Dennehy.
Yeah, Brian Dennehy. I saw his boots. It starts out, they take a shot of his boots. And I don't want to spoil it for you when you watch it, but let's just say someone started the trend here in the pilot episode of flying off the top of a building while Rick Hunter was on the scene. And you had some great cars in there. I don't know why people keep talking about the cars. The cars that the captain gave you, the police captain, in the first few episodes were great. These were really muscle cars, and I think you should buy one of those and drive one around the neighborhood now just because it was one of the original Hunter cars.
I had an old 85 Dodge.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking. I'm talking about that.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. All right, let's get a few more comments in here, and then we'll get to some more sports news for you. By the way, Shannon said, Fred, she will take two of those jackets. If you're going to start selling those jackets, she would like two.
You know where I got this?
Where?
About this jacket? Where? Bangkok, Thailand, 1994.
It's beautiful.
I did a movie over in Bangkok and Thailand.
Did you get it after eating some Thai food?
And I went over there, and I'm going to tell you something. If you were to see this jacket close up, it looks like it was made yesterday. This thing...
It looks brand new to me.
The craftsmanship on these things...
It looks really good. It looks good here in this picture. I like the collar. I like everything.
I walked into the shop, and he said, how can I help you? How can I help you? I said, I want a jacket kind of like this.
What did the guy say to you when you walked in?
How can I help you?
Okay.
Yeah. Just like that, yeah. Actually.
And did he measure you up and everything?
Well, of course. And he put the measurements together, and he says, come back this afternoon for a fitting. I says, that fast? He goes, oh, yes. And let me tell you something. Two fittings, it was done, locked in.
See, I was in Mexico, in Mazatlan, and my buddy Generalissimo Frederico Beaton, Fred Beaton, yeah. He's one of the great, the Generalissimo, he had ordered custom-made shoes and slippers at this shoe store. And he says, I'm going to find this, and we're going to order some. So he's looking. He can't find it. We went and almost got lost. We're heading back to the cruise ship, and all of a sudden the car stops for a second. He goes, there it is. And it said Lete, L-E-T-Y, and Sons. And we walked in there, and he says, we want to have some custom-made shoes. And the guy looks and he says, we don't do that. And he says, well, I'll do it for you. And he goes, and he took our stockings there, and he outlined our shoes and everything, and we gave him our money. We got back on the ship, and then Fred says to me, he says, you know, we're pretty stupid giving that guy all that money and stuff. Will we ever get our shoes? We got them.
You bet. That same day, no doubt.
No, it came later on. But I will wear them for you sometime. I'll bring them to the show just so everybody can see them.
Warn me first before
they're a little worn out, but I'm going to bring them to the show so you can all see
them. So you wear them a lot.
I do. They're great. Very comfortable.
Are they? What are they? Kind of like boots?
No, they're slippers. They're kind of like very. I got a black pair and a white pair. They're nice.
Oh, do you switch them like a black on the left and a white on the right?
If you want to, you could do that. It works for me.
Wow.
Doug, by the way, said he likes the way I work that in there for you. Works for me. And also, we circle back a lot here. Let's circle back to something more important. Pam says, great start to the show discussing the politics of sports like no other. Thanks, gentlemen. You are the best. Thank you, Pam. Shannon is using hashtag circle back. She's into this circle back thing over there. And we also have, Jennifer Horn, my daughter, is tuned in today. She says, I love this show.
God bless you, and I love you, Jen.
Don't we? And here's the problem, Jennifer, that we're having on today's show. Fred wants to order some food afterwards, and you're not here in the studio, and we got a problem.
Well,
we had to rely on Courtney, and she did
She did a great job.
Yep, that's right. And he's not going with the burgers. Nope.
No, we went turkey.
Turkey on sourdough, right?
On sourdough.
Two helpings of Brussels sprouts. They got great Brussels sprouts.
Two helpings. And two helpings of coleslaw.
Exactly right.
And the entire time we were mumbling your name.
It's good eating. We were, Jennifer. We miss
Jennifer,
you.
Jennifer.
Come back so we can order some more stuff. Let's see. What else we got here
Hey,
for
Jennifer,
you?
Did you happen? You sent me a picture of me and Stephanie in a squad car, and you seem to like that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yep. So that's really good. We got a picture here. We better show because I don't have the email. For some reason, you have it. I don't. So you're going to have to read the email here and tell us about this picture here. It looks like a production meeting or something.
Look. That's Michael Preece in the middle between Stephanie and myself. He's the director, Michael Preece. To the far right is Charlie Hallahan, Chief Charlie. He's our captain.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie, myself, and there's Bill Smith. Remember Bill Smith? I keep telling you. He's on the left, on the edge.
On the edge, on the left?
He played Drasso, D-R-A-S-S-O.
Oh, yes, the guy Bill Smith you were talking about.
He was great.
We're going to post this
he's good.
At our sports lounge website for you, and everybody can check it out and take a look at it because we're doing this for the TV fans.
And we'll get everybody on there. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about who ordered the French dip soup.
Is that what you were? Yeah.
We're looking at a menu here for lunch.
Go to our site, the freddryershow.com. That's where you want to get the podcast. freddryershow.com is good. And email freddryer@crntalk.com. And who sent this in? You have the email there. I don't have the page there. Do you have the final thing there?
I have something
here. I'll find out in the next break.
Well, fan mail? What is it?
Yeah, it's fan mail. It's our fan mail over there. Someone sent it in. The picture should be right there if you got it.
I don't have the picture.
Okay, so we don't. So we got it anyway. Thanks so much. Shannon says, by the way, the prank for Stephanie Kramer is on YouTube. So you can just put that
in
there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Everything is on YouTube.
What else we got here? Joseph is saying, hi, guys. Fred, I grew up watching Hunter. Still do. The fact that you take time to speak with us every week and acknowledge our posts means the world. Thank you.
Well, you're
Hashtag
welcome.
Hunter, the number four, life. Hunter for life. Shannon saying, it's freaking awesome. Thank you for telling me that joke. I appreciate it. Your facial expressions are great. Do more pranks, Fred. You made my night. How about that? Joe says, maybe get Stephanie on the show sometime. We should try that. Doug said, would you ever consider doing another Hunter movie?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, the people who are in charge to make that work it's long gone. That show is politically incorrect today.
Yeah, it probably is. That's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. What else we got here? We've got Beverly says, hi, Fred and Mike. Fred, have you seen any of those classical 70s, 80s TV series like Columbo, Heart to Heart, Mannix? All of those I love.
Oh, sure.
Mannix was great, too.
Yeah.
Ray says, another great show today, guys. Always great stories from Fred. I could listen for hours. Keep up the great work on your show. Ray is in San Marcos. We're circling back again with Shannon.
That's down on your San Diego for you, Mike.
Yeah, that's good. And Shannon wanted you to stand up and get close to the camera, show that jacket off, but we'll try to get that going. And she says, my shirt matches my baby blues. So
your shirt?
My shirt matches the baby blues.
That's a nice shade.
What do you think?
Of blue. Maybe not on you, but we'll have to bring someone in Well, that works.
Does it work?
Yeah, yeah.
Works for me.
Don't blink so much. People think you're afflicted with something.
Well, I am. Oh. I'm doing the show.
And your head, the closer you push your head to the microphone, the bigger it looks. It's really amazing. It's an optical illusion.
It's an optical illusion. All right, what else we got here for you? Do we have any other things we should be talking about here on the show? Of course
we
do.
Did we go through all of our splendid notes here for sports?
Yeah,
this is a sports show. We don't talk about sports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is in the news,
yeah,
and he's announcing that the venues in New York can reopen at 10% capacity. Thank you, Andrew Cuomo. Thank you so much.
This guy is such a weasel. They've attributed, 19,000 deaths to him?
Yeah, in those senior care facilities.
That's not an exaggeration. This guy killed people. This guy,
because he put the people with COVID back into the senior homes, and
he knew it.
And he knew that they had COVID. I mean, and at that time they had the ship out there was outfitted for extra beds,
and they never used it.
That's the part I don't get. That's the part that really makes me upset.
Donald Trump responded immediately to get that done. And these guys just did everything they could to sabotage Donald Trump.
Well, anytime Trump did anything, they wanted to go ahead and you know, everybody should get along, you know? I'm not a Biden supporter, but he's the president, so, you know, I'll hold my nose and get through 4 years.
He's the president. This is what he is. He's the president.
Yes.
And let's give the guy – I want to see what he does. I want to see what kind of pitches he has.
Yeah.
If he can prove to me that he believes in America and the Constitution, God bless him.
Exactly.
But if he can't, we got to get him out.
You got a problem. So there you have that over there. Mark Cuban the other day said that he wasn't going to play the national anthem anymore, and now the NBA said, wait a second. We're playing the NBA at all our games over there, Mark. You better get you better start playing it. So.
Hey, you know something? Isn't there certain standards and practices that owners, people who go to the NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball, Hockey League, if you want to own a team, aren't there certain rules and regulations, standards you have to live? Have to live by that.
Yes, they do. That's true.
Well, I got to think a guy coming out and saying, I'm not going to kowtow to some stupid idea of singing the national anthem. Yes, you are, or you're going to divest the team. That's what I would do if I was an owner.
Yeah.
If you're not living up to the trials and tribulations of everyday management of these franchises to preserve the sport within the format and the context by which you bought it, then that is enough. Out.
One day after Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, said to ESPN that his team stopped playing the national anthem before the games, the NBA issued a statement saying that wouldn't be the case going forward. With NBA teams now in the process of welcoming fans back in their arenas, all teams will play the national anthem in keeping with long-standing league policy, which
you
is
know
what
we're
going
to do. I mean,
good
we have NBA. We may have to do it this week, this off week.
What?
But on your letterhead, on Mike Horn's letterhead, CRN Talk, we're going to send a letter to the NBA and demand a reply as to the positioning the league takes in its relationship to what Mark Cuban has said.
Yeah,
I want this station. I want our show to be the one that makes the demand from professional sports, as it will, but makes the demand for the standards to be followed through.
Good.
And that's what we're going to do. And I'll sign it, and you'll sign it.
Yeah, we'll do that. That's good.
All right.
Now, some baseball news. Trevor Bauer, everybody was going for this guy, the 2020 National League Cy Young Award winner. He has this last week agreed to join the Dodgers. And we're talking about this because he made a video. Did you see it? He said in a video.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It's probably on YouTube if you put Trevor Bauer joining the Dodgers. He said, this season is about adding to our legacy, and I can't wait, Dodger fans. And so this is going to be kind of an interesting baseball season. I'm looking forward to it.
Well,
he was signed for like $40 million.
Yeah.
And the New York Mets were one of the other teams going for him. $40 million is more than the entire payroll for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They got $30 million. This guy's got $40 million. The Orioles have 34.2 million. Cleveland Indians, 36.5. Bauer, though, 30 years old. He's the first reigning Cy Young Award winner to enter free agency since Greg Maddux did in 1992. Should be interesting. Hopefully has a good year.
Well, you know who else I hope has a good year?
Who?
And that's the Dodgers in signing Justin Turner, because if they don't, they're in big trouble.
I think they should sign him. You're right. We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
And we're back in the Sports Lounge. Let's get to Fred Dreyer email, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Dion says, "Hi, Fred. My name is Dion. I'm a fan of your football and acting careers. I currently am enjoying Hunter on Tubi. I live in the Ozarks and do enjoy your projects. Drop a line or visit my page. You're a very handsome and talented man. Thanks for the time."
Thank you.
Aaron says, "I like Fred Dreyer's Hunter. I used to watch that show every Saturday night, too. I miss those days. Great show."
Yeah, I miss him, too.
Jason says, "Hello, Mr. Dreyer. My name is Jason. I'm a director who was highly influenced by your television show, Hunter. I credit your show for changing the course of my life by, oddly enough, leading me into editing. I'm reaching out to you because I recently made a short film influenced by the series. I was waiting for the right moment to reach out to you, but this past week we lost a member of our crew, and it's shed a new light on the project. The project is now complete, and it's very important to me that I share it with you." So maybe you're going to be getting a link or something to take a look at that very soon.
All righty.
So that should be good, Jason. Thanks for giving us that information. That's always good to put that up there. And let's go one more whip through. Let's circle back through a little bit. Como, according to Joe, said won't take the responsibility. He blames Trump. Shannon said, "I feel like I was a guest tonight. I love you guys. 4 years will pass fast, she says, so don't worry, meaning the Biden thing. Mark says hello to you. And Pam says, Mr. Smith, you're talking about Bill Smith, now aged 87, was a terrific guest starring on 3 episodes of Hunter, playing 2 different characters, some of the series' best.
Yeah, so Bill was great. He really brought a lot to it.
Yeah, I think you brought a lot to it. I'm telling you, that pilot was something else. I can't wait to watch all 197 episodes. How many episodes are there?
I think it's 160.
I think so.
I think
like
so.
That. All right, don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And check out Hunter on Tubi, on Peacock, all over. And don't forget, we're on Facebook Live and all the great shows, Roku, streaming with the video. And very soon, we are going to be going 5 days a week. We've got a little couple things to take care of, and we'll get it going. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, as we say goodbye to everybody on Sports Byline and SiriusXM and CRN Talk.
Well, we sure wish you all the very best. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you all next time.
Thanks for joining us.